So now we've got these changes that have been made to superannuation. They've just kicked in July 1. Can you tell us a little bit about what the main sort of impact of these changes when they come into effect?
Yeah, sure. They're mainly designed to clean up all of the dormant accounts that are sitting in people's super. So some of them have quite large balances in their super accounts and they don't even know. And if they've got TPD insurance and death cover attached to their super policy, there's an insurance premium that attaches to those policies, and that will keep being deducted from the super fund while it's active. So the government has said, well, look, if there's inactive accounts where nothing's happened on those super funds for 16 months or more, they're going to stop the deduction of those insurance premiums. Now, that's, you're sort of thinking, well, that sounds pretty good, but it's not good if you have a serious injury or death and that insurance cover has been cancelled because of these new changes that have come in. Now, it only relates to inactive accounts, so but there's plenty of them, and people need to really get onto the ATO Super site. There's a portal there that you can check on any super that you have.
So these are sort of so-called ghost accounts that are transferred to the ATO. If you haven't made like a contribution for 16 months, or you have a balance less than 6,000, is that correct?
Yeah, and the 6,000, they stop the account fees being deducted from it, which is another good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and there's no exit fees if you want to get on there and transfer your super over into another account. There used to be, you know, all sorts of dramas and forms and exit fees depending on who you're with. They've been abolished as well. So they've really gone in and meant to clean up all of these dormant accounts. But I think the bigger piece for people is, and there's lots of young people out there who've had jobs over the years, the employers paid into their super, they've forgotten about it, and some of those policies have quite a lot of TPD or death cover attached to them. Now, some of those are worth preserving.
So tell us a little bit about, this is what is about this, this is what's going to lapse, is this thing called TPD insurance, and a lot of people were covered under their super fund and they're going to change. How is this going to change things for those people that rely on this?
Well, if they don't make sure that their account is still active and those insurance premiums are being deducted from their policy, their cover will lapse. So, you know, TPD is total and permanent disability. There's also death cover attached to that. So, but TPD is usually the main one that people are worried about because they're still alive, but they have a permanent disability and can't return to their usual work that they did prior to the injury. And it doesn't have to be an injury. It can be an illness, anything along those lines which stops you from going back to your work. Now, the policies are all different and they have different clauses in them and different conditions. But most of them are on the basis that if you can't go back to your normal occupation because of an injury or illness or disability, you then get the lump sum payout. And some of those lump sums, are, you know, they range from $50,000 through to several $1 million.
And
so if you've got a couple of those sitting there that you might have coming up to lapsing under this new changes as of 1 July, you need to get on there and fix it up.
So what can people do to get things in order if they, you know, if they didn't check their super account? Because I think it's about one in three people that don't actually open all the mail that they get from their super fund and sort of on those things they just ignore.
Well, either that or it goes to an old address. Super funds aren't great at keeping their records up to date. And if you've moved around a bit, they might have written to you and said, well, your policy's about to lapse. So it doesn't mean they're all just going to fall off the face of the earth on the 1st of July. The best thing to do is to get on to the ATO, the Australian Tax Office website. There's a super portal there, and you can fill out a form and send it in. But if you register with MyGov, which is just, you know, registering your details on the government website, you can go online and have a look to see what they've got for you.